Welcome into Cold Press Conversations, a place where we amplify the voices of health science and healthcare professionals who are into research, instruction, and clinical practices, where you get the perspective of how they are helping their community and their community's health. I am Dr. Jewel White Williams, and you are in a special space where I am inviting you into the home with my husband, Eugene Williams Jr. This is an opportunity for you to learn more about me and gather some insight as to why I am starting this podcast, Cold Press Conversations. Just sit back and enjoy. Hey, yes, I thought I'd bring something to you. It's pretty interesting. I had a conversation with my husband. His name is Eugene Williams Jr., and he is a former educator and administrator who worked in the public schools setting. And he actually was an administrator for CTE. Currently, he is focusing on consulting for vocabulary and building students' reading levels. However, we were having a very deep conversation in regards to health sciences, because he knows I have my doctorate and he always is inquiring, trying to learn more. It's just who he is. It's a passion that he has. And instead of me continuing to talk about who he is, I'm introducing Eugene Williams Jr. And hello.
Hello, dear. Thank you for that very wonderful introduction to your folks. I just wanted to talk to you because I keep seeing in your social media and on the internet about the things that you're doing in terms of your show, Cold Pressed Conversations, and you're talking to a lot of different health experts from a variety of fields. And so as a former principal who had to work with CTE classes, you know, in CTE, career and technical education, one of the things we deal with is health occupations. I kind of wanted to know more about the types of guests you're looking for and exactly what you would like to accomplish with this broadcast. I'm especially interested as a person who used to work with teachers in health occupations and working with students who are training to be nurses and CNAs and what have you. I just wanted to know more about it.
Hey, guys, I just needed to let you understand. We were having this conversation, and every time we have this conversation, it's kind of deep. We always talk about how can we work with our community? How can we inform our community? And I was just telling him, I said, you know what? I think it's time for my guests on Cold Press Conversations to understand that just because I'm an educator for the community and for others in general, that even in our home, we talk about how can we build who we are? And that's where Cold Press Conversations came through. The reason I started Cold Press Conversations is because I think there's a big fad, they say, but I don't consider it a fad. I think it's something that many people have been doing for years. Because I remember when we got married, you brought in this big machine and I was like, what is this thing? And you're like, it's a juicer.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that?
I was on my health kick then.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
You know how I fluctuate on and off between health kick and not health kick. So I was trying to, you know, get the vim and vigor up. And I kept seeing these commercials about juicers and juicing and how it helps with weight loss and helps with energy. So I said, let me try that. And I brought it home.
And so what he did is he said, hey, let's go to the grocery store. I want to show you how this baby works. And so he gets all these vegetables and fruits and he's just chopping them up. And in this big gargantuan machine, he's throwing all these items in. And he's like, look at this. And I was like, what did it just do? And he's like, look at this juice. Look at this juice. Isn't it amazing?
It was pretty cool.
And I'm the kind of odd person. And my husband will tell you sometimes, I'm looking at the juice, but I'm like, what about the stuff that's in the back end?
Yeah, I just would just clean that out and throw that away. But apparently, I think you had some other ideas for its usage.
Yeah, I did. And so that's where Cold Press Conversations came in, because we still juice now. And I do use a juicer that I think has evolved compared to the one that you had brought home when we first got married.
Oh, yeah. This new juicer is very futuristic. My juicer was prehistoric.
Pretty much the mechanism of what it's doing is still the same. It's pulling out and it's cold pressed, because as you know, that when you put things into the blender, it has a way to heat things up. But this, it spins in such a way that it does not change the vitamin level, the mineral level of what is output. But the thing about it is with cold pressing, we have to understand is that the calorie intake is higher because you're having a larger amount of vegetables and fruits that are going in it. But it is to be beneficial to your health in the long run. As with anything, everything goes in moderation. The thing about it is the cold press conversations, it reminds me of our health. And that's what made me think about, you know, when we were juicing early in that morning, I was like, why not cold press conversations? Because when we talk to people, we want to get the meat, the good stuff out of them and make sure other people can hear the healthy things that other people have to say. And that's where I came up with Cold Press Conversations.
So with motivational interviewing is I, as the interviewer, I'm asking specific questions, not to tell you what to do, but to help you discover the answers within yourself. And so it's very deep because these are very specific and poignant questions.
We're all in this together. What I'm teaching in my EMT classroom is likely what you're teaching in your EMT classroom. If we're not seeing successful results, which by the way, we need, right? We need more healthcare providers, nurses, doctors, EMTs, paramedics, across the board, we need more of them. That means we need continued success in all of our classrooms. If there's something we can do together to work on, to look at, to say, gosh, how are you testing? How are you marketing? How are you administering? How are you educating? What we can do together makes us all stronger.
So even though I teach a general biology class, I try to incorporate things from what I've learned with public health. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about bacteria, for example, I'll bring in foodborne illnesses. When we talk about organ systems, like the nervous system, I'll talk about the impacts of lead on the nervous system.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Cold Press Conversations. If you love this episode as much as I did, I need you to head on over and subscribe so you never miss an episode. This is Dr. Jewel signing off. To health and cognitive happiness.